Well, this is a good hot dog.
I smell onions. Is that onions?
Was that on the air? We're on the air, Doug.
I'm getting hungry.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I smell onions.
Yeah, Doug, we got to eat during the show because we're busy getting signatures and getting new people to join my team, Metro West.
Yeah.
The Secretary of State called.
He said go.
Said go, so we got 15 days to get 20,000 signatures. We have 10 teams.
Sounds like a big task until you break it down
into 10 teams. Each team's got to get 2,000 signatures.
Yeah.
And if somebody calls during today's show and they want to be on my team, 800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. There's a list of team leaders on the homepage at Colorado Right to Life.
Yeah, go to ColoradoRTL.com and you can see the list of team leaders. You can call us directly.
Call. You could call the team leaders. Their phone numbers are right there on the internet.
Either
their
that
phone
or
numbers
emails.
Are right there.
Either that or our emails. No, you can get in touch.
Yeah, you could call Personhood Colorado and Colorado Right to Life, the two co-sponsors. So we have 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That means two Sundays to go to your church. It's so important that you go to your church. Call your pastor. Say, Pastor, this is the last 2 weeks. 250 churches have helped get signatures.
Yeah.
Some of the big churches, some of the great churches, Faith Bible Chapel in Arvada, Doug, they had a fabulous video announcement of why Christians should love and protect the baby in the womb.
Yeah, it was great.
To honor God, and so many neat churches have gotten so many signatures, and so the Secretary of State said we need another 20,000.
Yep, and so just to let people know, the personal goals that I have set for myself is I'm going to get at least 10 signatures every day, and then I'm going to work St. Patty's Day Parade.
That's a very good goal, Doug.
Yeah, that's okay. Now.
Excuse me.
Now, wait a second.
That was so rude of me.
While I'm talking, that's when you can eat.
I'll back up.
My personal goal, and think about this, we've got about 1,000 people out there who are potential petition carriers already, who helped us already. I'm going to get 10 signatures a day. On the way to the studio today, I stopped at two shopping centers. I spent about 15 minutes in each shopping center parking lot, and I've already gotten 8 signatures today. And so I'll get my 10 today. I'll finish up after I get out of the studio.
Wow.
Then we're going to work the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
10 signatures a day.
10 signatures a day.
St. Patty's Day Parade.
The St. Patty's Day Parade. So I committed to 100 signatures, but I intend to get 300 now that I'm now I'm just fired up and ready to go.
Doug, I had a counseling session scheduled at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Could you believe you could do counseling at a Starbucks?
Yeah.
It is possible.
I suppose they have a couch that they can lay down on?
They sort of do. We had a wonderful session, and the couple said they wanted to take a petition.
All right.
And they joined my team, Metro West.
That's awesome.
So I'm looking for people who have, like, marital problems.
We can help.
This couple's doing great. And they are now on my team. And then there's a nice, jolly old guy sitting at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I've seen him before. And he said, "What is that, Bob?" And I said, "This is the pro-life petition." He said, "Oh, I heard about that personhood thing, but I don't know because it doesn't say from conception. It says something more complicated."
It does.
It's good that he's aware, at least.
Smart fellow.
So I said, "Yeah, look right here. It says that this is a person from the beginning of their biological development." He said, "I don't know about that. That's confusing." And I showed him a picture of Alicia Lancaster.
Really?
Snowflake child.
Cute little girl.
Yeah, and her mother, Marie.
Yeah.
And I said, "Alicia is one of the snowflake kids adopted as a two-cell embryo."
Wow.
And she was in North Carolina in a freezer for 3 years. They FedExed her to Seattle where they got her and her mom. She was implanted in her mom's womb, and now I showed her a picture of Alicia. I don't know how old she is now.
I think she's 8 or 9 now.
8 years old. She's as cute as could be.
And so now if you look at a picture of Alicia and her mom, Maria.
Maria, her mom, Maria.
You look at that picture, and that proves that when she was in that FedEx pack, she was a person.
She was a person, and biologically, she's the descendants of her biological mom and dad.
Yeah.
But, of course, she's adopted and raised by the Lancasters.
Awesome.
As soon as he saw her, in fact, even when he first heard her story, that they're FedExing kids around the country at two cells.
Yeah.
He knew that is a person. He said, where do I sign?
All right. Praise the Lord.
So I got one signature there.
That's awesome.
And so I'm going to try to do what you're saying, at least 10 a day.
At least 10 a day. And then, you know, you may find, now you may have done better already today than me because you got someone else to take a petition, which is huge.
I got a couple, a married, beautiful married couple.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
And they're going to carry a petition. And Doug, we thought about Mary Poppins just opened today.
Mary Poppins at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
The Buell Theater, even.
Yeah, 7:30 tonight's the first show. They have matinees on, you know, Saturdays, Sundays. Yeah. They have evening shows at 6:30 or 7:30.
And that place is surrounded by public sidewalks. We can be there and talk to people coming in, coming out.
They go dark on Mondays, of course. But so here's what I think. I want to go tonight and see if it's a cordial crowd.
Yeah.
And how does it work to ask them, can I get a pro-life signature?
I'm up for that. Let's go.
Yeah.
We'll make it a team effort.
Yeah.
All right. So,
my son today got 20 signatures so far.
Wow.
My son, he's 12.
Yeah, so he got them while you were supervising him, or your wife was supervising
him. Well, he was being supervised. So actually, he's like the PR guy.
He's standing there with the sign.
And he doesn't say, will you sign the pro-life petition? He says, have you signed the pro-life petition?
Yeah, that's...
And then he says, oh, look, we need three more signatures so we could turn the page.
Yeah, yeah. That my daughter Nicole does that. I'll tell you what, the little kids.
They love this.
They love it. And
they love it.
When you're out there with them, it really gives you hope for the future.
Yeah, hope for the future. And here are kids learning to be bold for the Lord.
Amen.
And for the innocent.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we want of our children? Instead of having mom and dad who just sit on the couch and watch, I don't know.
You don't know, and that's
the
good
cooking
that you don't know.
Channel.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the cooking channel.
No, but if you're sitting there if you're sitting there watching the Food Network while the world around you is on fire and collapsing and you don't do anything, I mean, you could work in a little Emeril Lagasse.
You'd have a better lunch than I have here.
I'm not saying you can't watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives once in a while. I'm just saying get out there and do something for the Lord and to, you know, Bob, because...
Is that a good show, though, really?
Oh, well, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is good if you can stand the guy's tattoos and earrings. Mm. You got to get past that.
Don't they have, like, Iron Chef?
Chef, America, yeah, but that's... No, it's definitely better to be out gathering
signatures. I gave up on all that when they had Trading Spaces.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that show?
That's the HGTV, Homo and Gay
Television. I thought
television.
It was the same.
Homo and Gay Television? Have you ever tried to watch that?
No.
They have House Hunters.
I did watch it a few times.
Every third couple is, let's say they got married in Vermont. I'll just leave it at that.
Really?
Every third couple. It's unbelievable.
I remember a show where some woman named Hildy redecorated this house and put her own face on their living room, massive size picture of her own face.
Get out of here.
On their living room wall. I said, this show is ridiculous. I'm not wasting my time. Where's Twilight Zone?
Yeah, that's HGTV, the Homo and Gay Network. Homo and Gay Television. I'm sorry.
Okay, what does that have to do with personhood?
Anyway, it's better to be out gathering signatures and teaching your children to be bold for the Lord than sitting around all the time watching TV.
Yeah, you can sit around some of the time, get 10 signatures a day. Let's go to your church. Let's go to Mary Poppins out on the street.
Yeah, let's go to the Kmart in Arvada at 58th and Kipling.
Yeah.
They've welcomed us.
Yeah.
There's a Walmart out at on Young's Field in Lakewood. They've welcomed us. And Super Liquor Mart.
Wait a minute. You mean the one down by Columbine?
The one right catty corner from
the only
Columbine?
Christian liquor store in Denver?
One of the only Christian liquor stores in Denver.
One of the only ones.
Yes, and they have busy hours. And the owner of the store was good enough to let our petition carriers know, these are the busy hours. This is where you're going to get the most people coming in. Super Liquor
that
Mart
is amazing. That a liquor store owner would do that. So it's at, where is that?
It's at Coal Mine and Pierce in Littleton.
Right.
And we're welcome there any time they're open.
Mm.
And they're open like 10 to 10 during the
week. So there are all kinds of folks. I won't give the location. There was a McDonald's. I won't say which one. But the McDonald's manager said, we want you to get signatures at our store.
Awesome.
Because it's wrong to kill these kids.
And the timing.
In all kinds of stores. So how about your church? Churches have to be involved.
Oh, the churches. I tell you
what. Could we say, before we go to Otis, Colorado, Doug.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. But before we go to Otis, or maybe I do. I just don't.
I don't know anyone.
We just got
Otis.
The call screener said we got a call from Otis. We'll find out.
Otis.
Doug, in Germany, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran minister.
Yeah.
He tried to wake up the church to do two things. To honor God by defending the Jews and publicly condemning the National Socialists, the Nazis.
Wow. A hero. What a hero.
A hero. So here is what the Lutheran Church did. They disfellowshipped Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who today is a hero and he's read all over the world by Christians.
Yeah.
They despised him and they never took his counsel.
Right.
And so what happened to the Lutheran Church in Germany? The church, the body of Christ in Germany, is alive and thriving?
No. And in fact, by the end of 1945, it was literally on fire and crumbling.
Yeah.
It was literally, I talk figuratively about our society being on fire and crumbling. Here's an example of how they actually got to a point where their buildings collapsed and were on fire.
Yeah. So the church in Germany was destroyed.
Yeah.
By really, Jesus said, if you don't love your neighbor, the guy who's left for dead by the criminals,
right,
the Good Samaritan story, then Jesus said, love God, love your neighbor. If you're a phony, if you're a fraud, if you say be filled and warmed and you don't do anything, then you're eroding from within. So the church in America is in a crisis.
Yeah.
And Doug, personhood will save the church.
It can save the church. I believe it.
It will, if it succeeds. If the church turns their back on children being dismembered, the church is being destroyed.
Yeah.
But the church can be saved. Children can be saved. People can have eternal salvation through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
By the restoration of the pro-life movement on a biblical foundation.
Amen. Preach it, brother. Now let's go to Otis, Colorado. Patrick, speak your mind.
Yeah. Pastor Bob, this is Pastor Steve.
Hey, Pastor Steve. It says Patrick here, but welcome. Welcome.
No, okay. It's Pastor Steve. Yeah. No.
Oh, Pastor. All right. Pastor Patrick Steve.
No. No. Hi. How's Doug doing, too?
I'm doing great, Pastor Steve. Good to hear from you. How's it going out there in Otis?
Good. It's going real good. Hey, I have some questions about the personhood amendment. I'm going to be trying to get as many signatures out here as I can.
Praise the Lord. Now, Pastor Steve, crops cannot sign.
Yeah, I know.
Right? You got a lot of crops out there in Otis.
Yes, we do.
But you must have some farmers who work those fields.
I have a lot of farmers that I work with, yes.
Praise God. All right.
But what my question is, and maybe you guys have talked about it already, but if you've signed the petition before, can you sign it again now?
Well, Pastor Steve, this is not Chicago. We can't sign twice. We can't have dead people sign. And you know, we have to actually follow the rules here
well,
in Colorado.
Well, that's what I see, and that's I'm asking these questions so that maybe others in the audience will.
Well, and here's the thing, Pastor Steve. If they think they might have signed a petition for something, but they're not sure, have them sign
well,
because they don't know.
Some people signed in 2008.
Right.
We got on the ballot, and they think, oh, I signed that, and people forget.
And you have to say, did you sign it within the last 6 months? Because
we're
doing it again. So let them know, Pastor Steve.
So we need all new signatures, and we need 20,000. They threw out 20,000 signatures.
They threw out enough where we need 15,500 good signatures.
Which means
we need 20,000 overall.
Okay, because they're going to throw out some more again.
Yeah, some people put their wrong address, they forget to sign, or it's completely illegible.
Illegible, it drives me insane. Please, this is a public service announcement for people in the audience. If you're writing something down, please write it as if someone else is going to have to read it. Please.
Yeah, that's right. And also, some people don't put the address where they're registered to vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
So typically we lose about 20%, and that's completely standard. It happens.
That is standard. Actually, it's pretty good compared to the pothead initiatives.
Yeah. That must have been real illegible.
Yeah, but Pastor Steve, so you're going to... You are going to get as many signatures as you can out there in the hinterland. That's out in the plains east of Denver.
Yeah,
I'm on the Eastern Front.
Well, those are the folks who come through the Eastern Front.
That's pretty good.
Any other questions, Pastor Steve? Any other questions, ideas, suggestions?
No other questions. Lord bless you guys. I'm going to get my girlfriend Kristen, and we're going to go to New Life Church in Colorado Springs and try to get as many as possible there.
Whoa, praise the Lord. Now, Doug, there are a number of churches who said, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, they're one of them that said that they wouldn't allow petitions in their church, and it's sad that they said that.
But Pastor Steve, you're another pastor, and you're saying you have a girlfriend who lives way down in the Springs and goes to New Life?
Yes, sir.
Well, praise God for that.
So you're going to go, you're going to sit through the sermon and be edified in the Lord and praise the Lord. And then you might happen to have a petition or two with you in the church as you're meandering around.
Or, well, Pastor Steve, if you guys talk to them, you could remind them that there were churches throughout Germany who said, we're not political. Yeah, we're not political. And when they're killing the Jews, well, we're not political. We're here to preach the gospel.
Right.
But how do you that when you're apathetic? That's hatred to your neighbor. When a child is having his arms and legs ripped off by Planned Parenthood, for a church to think that God doesn't care or they have no obligation, they could just turn the other way, sing a little louder, forget about it.
Yeah. Mm.
It is sad. It's sad, but I think there are a lot of people that will sign. And And it's sad that the church has that policy. My church and me, we don't have that policy. We want as many as we can get.
All right, Pastor Steve. Amen. All right. And you know what? If New Life, if the leadership at New Life had the courage to do what is right, Doug, I think thousands of their members would say, thank you so much for being here.
We're so
glad you're doing this.
That's right.
And they would be teaching their members to love the baby and be thankful that they have this child as a gift from God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
yeah.
There's a reason it's called church leadership. Church leadership needs to lead. Stand up, and the people will praise you, and your church will grow and be edified if you do what's right.
Mm. Yep, that's right.
All right.
Thanks, Pastor Steve.
All right.
Good to talk to you guys.
What a joy. 1-800-836-9278, especially if you want to be on the Metro West team. I need your help.
Or the Centennial South Metro Alpha Dogs.
Yeah.
They are still recruiting members.
Doug's team.
Anyway, it's so great when you're out with your kids petitioning because it gives you hope for the future, Bob, because if you read the news of the day, you can begin to lose faith.
Why?
Because it's depressing out there, Bob.
Well, yeah, a lot of the news is tragic.
Almost all of the news is depressing,
but it's,
and tragic.
I don't know. It's hard to get depressed. Did you where's that book? We got a book around here. I forget the name of it. Oh, there it is. It's called The Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it has this really dramatic ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, the Lord returns, and the wicked are judged, and the righteous are blessed.
Right.
And we enjoy eternal life, a new heavens and a new earth. So, I don't know. It's a bit hard to get depressed, but I guess there's a lot of – it depends on what you're looking at.
I appreciate those words of encouragement.
Hmm.
I need that.
I'm encouraged.
Because I was scanning the wires, you know, getting ready for the broadcast. And, a large majority of the news was so disgusting and depressing that I just didn't want to
do it. Give me an example, and I'm sure you're right, but – so what's in the news today?
Well, just you want one example?
Whatever.
Well, let me just start with a politician. Every time I read about politicians, I get depressed. George W. Bush, former president of the United States, he spoke at a gathering of 1,100 young people at the Fort Worth Christian School last Saturday.
Yeah, Doug, you know how the political scene is getting fired up because the Republicans think that Obama, they're just falling apart, the Democrats, as they always do when they get in office.
They overplay their hand.
They overplay their hand. That's why Republicans win. Republicans win because the Democrats overplay their hand.
Right.
And so the Republicans are getting excited that we're going to have another Republican revolution in the House and all that. And so Bush now has to go out there and talk to pro-lifers and groups.
This is when the Republicans have to pay lip service to the conservative base.
To the Christians.
Yeah,
and
the
say
Christians.
It's like when Mitt Romney went on with James Dobson when he was thinking of running in the primary in 2008.
Yeah.
And he said, I committed adultery and I repent. I mean, what brought that on, Mitt?
Yeah, right.
What brought that on?
Like, he certainly wasn't saying that for the CNN crowd.
No, 3 months before the Republican primary was heating up, he all of a sudden had this pang of guilt,
and he
had to repent on national Christian radio?
Yeah, right.
Right? It was a scam to get Republicans to think that Mitt Romney is a pro-family, pro-life Republican leader.
Yeah, not unlike...
It was a scam.
Not unlike what happened with George W. Bush. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he convinced the Christians that he was on our side.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, some of the Christians.
Yeah, and then he promotes homosexuals and he puts pro-abortion judges in high places.
Yeah.
He fills his cabinet with pro-aborts. He allows only pro-abortion leaders to speak in prime time at the Republican conventions.
Right.
Destroys the party.
He says there ain't no conservative movement. Gary Bauer, I whooped him. There ain't no conservative movement.
Yeah,
I thought George W. Bush said that.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah. So anyway, he's speaking to these 1,100 impressionable youth at a Christian school.
Yeah.
He said that he turned to his faith to get through the tough times in his presidency, and he said he didn't see how he could be president without prayer.
You know, that's so weird, Doug, because that's what Osama bin Laden said.
Whoa.
I mean, that's what he said. Things are tough in this basement in Pakistan, but it's prayer and Allah that keeps me going.
Keeps him going.
So you need more. Jesus said, judge them by their words. Is that what Jesus said? Judge them by their words?
I thought there was another.
Oh, no. He said, judge them by their fruit.
Their fruit.
Because it's so easy for people to manipulate you. If they say one thing and they do another, and you think, well, why'd they do that? And they say one thing and they do another, and you think, why'd they do that? And pretty soon you see that they have a track record of stabbing the Christian community in the back. Doug, there's a tool on the internet. This tool is stunning. This is going to change the face of the pro-life movement.
Really?
It's a calculator.
How could a simple calculator change the face of the pro-life movement?
Well, calculators, it's like, well, a thermometer's changing the face of the whole climate change battle. Right?
That's true.
Right?
Just
mere thermometer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Whether it's got mercury in it or not, the thermometers are changing the face of the climate change industry.
Good point.
And this calculator is going to change the face of the pro-life movement because it's called exceptionscalculator.com.
Well, take me through this. What is this exceptions calculator?
This is it's horrific for one, but you could put in the name of any candidate, their office, their jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So we've got here George W. Bush.
Uh-huh. You're able to pull them right up there.
President.
Okay.
Jurisdiction, United States, and then you could put their terms.
Right.
So it could be a politician that nobody's ever heard of, and you just type their name in there.
Okay.
Or it could be somebody you know. And so you put in their term and their jurisdiction, and there's a statistics section that pops up, and it tells you how many children are killed during that term.
Wow.
Through abortion and chemical abortions and all. So here, for example, George W. Bush, president, okay. Jurisdiction, United States.
Right.
If it was the governor of Colorado, the statistics would be just for Colorado.
Okay.
Well, in the statistics section, it says abortions annually within jurisdiction, and because it's U.S.,
mm-hmm.
It says 1.1 million. And then chemical abortions with Plan B, there's a number. And chemical abortions by RU46, there's a number. And IUD abortions, you know the IUD?
I've heard of it.
It's like an IED, only it's the IUD.
Yeah.
And embryos destroyed by research, 1.5 million annual abortions.
Wow, what an atrocity.
Yeah, and then there's a section under the statistics section called policies.
Right.
And you click whether or not this candidate has these exceptions.
Because so many of our allegedly pro-life Republican leaders have, they say they're pro-life, but they have certain exceptions.
Right. And so let's say you're looking at this and you say, you know what, I have better statistics. Like this here, it says percentage of abortions for rape. It says here 0.3%. That's the default value.
Okay.
Now, let's say somebody thinks, I think it's 0.5%.
Well, I suppose they
could. Or I think it's 1%.
Right.
They could change it, whatever they think. But the default data from exceptionscalculator.com is 0.3%. That means, and Bush supports killing a baby for rape. So the calculator does the math, and since he's been in office, he's advocated, he's defended killing 27,288 children because their father is a criminal.
Wow, that's more innocent people than Slobodan Milosevic killed.
Wow.
And he's considered a really bad guy.
Yeah, mass murderer. 27,000. Then for Bush, here are the exceptions you click for Bush.
What exceptions does he have?
Incest.
Right.
Life of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Chemical weapons that he does not fight to outlaw Plan B.
Right, he's okay with the morning after pill type thing.
Yeah, he's okay with RU46.
Yeah.
He's okay with mechanical abortifacients that actually kill the baby, like the IUD, intrauterine device. And he does not try to outlaw embryonic research. He's never tried to outlaw embryonic research.
That's right. He did.
He made embryonic stem cell research.
Yeah, he made some sort of alleged
funded
compromise.
It. He funded embryonic stem cell research, but he's never tried to ban it.
No, he hasn't.
No.
He hasn't actively tried.
So when you add that up, the number of children killed annually through the term of George W. Bush by his own policies, it's 3.3 million children killed by the actual policies and approval of President George W. Bush.
Wow.
3,340,600 children.
That's more than the killing fields of Cambodia back in the 70s. Mm. I mean, and those are considered atrocities of historic proportion.
Yeah. I mean, how many concentration camps do you have to add together, combine their death toll to reach the George W. Bush death toll? And this is at exceptionscalculator.com.
Exceptionscalculator.com. I'll tell you what, we'll put a link to that in the show summary so folks can check that out.
Wow, that'd be great.
Man.
I look to my faith. What did he say?
He said,
I look to Jesus Christ.
No. He said
he said
he turned to his faith, which means apparently he had been turned the other way for quite some time.
He turned to his faith
during tough times.
Remember when Star Parker was going to speak at the Republican National Convention?
I do.
And she was going to say her inner city ministry through faith in Jesus Christ, the lives that have been changed. And she was told, she was censored by the Republicans, saying, by George Bush's team.
Who was the head of the convention at that time?
Saying you cannot mention Jesus Christ.
Right.
You can mention Allah.
Well, you can mention faith all you want until you're blue.
You can mention the Quran.
Yeah.
One of the greatest religions in the world, Islam. You could observe Ramadama Ding Dong.
Yeah, right.
But you cannot mention Jesus Christ at a George W. Bush event.
Sad.
I mean, you know, if he's in charge of the program.
Well, I mean, he proved it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's a very sobering website. It'd be a valuable tool.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of this, Bob.
Last minute.
Real quick. A growing number of police departments are using mobile camera systems to take pictures of license plates of parked and moving cars, check them against a vehicle database to try to figure out if they're stolen.
Cool.
But
they're
taking pictures of everyone's license plate, whether you're guilty.
You mean mine?
Even though you're not suspected.
If my license plate is not committed a crime.
Even if it has not
committed
a crime.
You're saying my license plate is perfectly innocent. There's not even a suspicion.
But this camera.
But they take a picture of my license plate.
The camera apparently does not presume innocence on behalf of your license plate. Doesn't that scare you?
I have to talk to the plate. See what it thinks.
See what you. What have you been up to while you're in the garage?
People say, do you know that the government has cameras? Well, they have guns. They have atomic bombs.
Yeah.
They say, do you know they're building a camp underneath the airport? Beneath the airport?
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, if my car's stolen, I hope someone takes a picture of it so I can get it back.
Yeah, me too. Just like my laptop.
Yeah.
I like that LoJack stuff.
Cool.
All right, Doug McBurney, thanks. Maranatha Christian Center, what a beautiful school.
Go Personhood!
Personhood, Colorado, and Colorado Right to Life. Please help. Join our team. We need you.